Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Feel prompted by the Spirit today to talk to those of you who are battling food issues or body image issues, or perhaps you have an eating disorder or body dysmorphia, I think is how you say that. I just want to let you know that you are created by your Creator. You have worth, you have value, He loves you. He's walking alongside you, and any shame that you may be carrying, He is capable of releasing you from it. And I pray that that happens today, even in the sound of my voice. You are not defective. You are loved by the one who created you. Please rest in that today. All right, I'm going to read the last chapter of Luke, and it will be in three parts, and then we will go to our next exciting book of the Bible. Aren't you excited? Okay, so Luke chapter 24, verses 1 through 16 in the World English Bible says this. But on the first day of the week at early dawn, the women and some others came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. They entered in and didn't find the Lord Jesus' body. While they were greatly perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling clothing. Becoming terrified, they bowed their faces down to the earth. They said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He isn't here, but is risen. Remember what he told you when he was still in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered up into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again." They remembered his words, returned from the tomb, and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now, they were Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and Mary, the mother of James. The other women with them told these things to the apostles. These words seemed to them to be nonsense, and they didn't believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he departed to his home, wondering what had happened. Behold, two of them were going that very day to a village named Emmaus, which was 60 stadia from Jerusalem. They talked with each other about all these things which had happened. While they talked and questioned together, Jesus himself came near and went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. He said to them, "What are you talking about as you walk and are sad? Mind if I pray for you?" Oh, I'm so excited about this next story. I love the road to Emmaus, Lord, and I'm so grateful that you did not reveal who you were, but then you did. But I'm getting ahead of myself because we're just so grateful for the resurrection. And I love this storytelling here of how perplexed everybody was. Like they just didn't know what to do with it. Even though the words had been clearly told to them so many times, "Jesus, you were so good to prepare them for the trauma that was to come," but they couldn't even grasp the trauma, let alone grasp the triumph that was going to happen after the trauma. And so you had prepared them for this, but their minds and their hearts were not ready. They did not understand resurrection. I fear that today there are many of us in that same boat, particularly those who don't believe, but even us today who are followers of you, Lord, we forget just how stark and beautiful the resurrection is and how astounding it is and how obviously unusual it is, because you are the only one who rose yourself up from the dead. Now, you rose others from the dead through your power, but you were able to raise yourself through the power of the Holy Spirit from death to life. No breathing, no heartbeat, no pulse, organs shut down, no brain activity. From that, several days should have been rotting, to life, heart beating, brain working, lungs breathing, spleen working, and you are suddenly beautifully, powerfully, terribly, amazingly alive. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for the resurrection, because if the resurrection didn't happen, our faith is in vain. And so we revel in it today. We think about it. We contemplate it. We rejoice in it. We consider what this world would be like without it. And I can't even imagine what it would be like without it. So Lord, thank you for your resurrection. And I pray that you would resurrect some dreams inside of us, some Jesus-y dreams, some kingdom heart dreams. Lord, I know for me, I just want to see your words and your power and your presence go throughout the world. And I long to see people who are held captive to be set free. And so Lord, all those dreams we lay at your feet and we ask for resurrection now in Jesus' beautiful, powerful, resurrected name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am grateful for you. You are well loved by the one who sacrificed himself for you and then rose again on your behalf.